Blog Talk Radio.
I got 20 on my feet.
Hey, Sierra, it's about that time again. Calling all independent artists. Sunday, April 21st, the Atlanta Independent Awards. Hosted by Fort Knox. Grand Carpet Arrival at 5 o'clock p.m. Showtime, 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be recognizing the best independents in music, film, and fashion. With performances by Scotty ATL, Twan the Dude, Brick Baby, Fire and Ice, Legacy No Limit, Joe Boy, Breezy Hill, Pretty Image, and more. And it all goes down at 4041, 7716 North Main Street, Jonesboro, Georgia. This event is open to all ages, so bring everybody. Formal or urban chic dress code strictly enforced. The Atlanta Independent Awards will highlight awards being issued to some of Atlanta's elite independents and entrepreneurs with special performances, media, interviews, ciphers, and more. Sponsored by the Rapid Distribution, the Uckert, Underground Madness TV, Wham Radio, the Music Specialist, Counter Q, Major Indie Mag, I'm Too Digital, Combined Mag, Geech One, Green Boys, Revamp Media, Bacal Photography, The Cool Club, and Growth Development. Purchase advanced tickets online right now at www.AtlantaIndependentAwards.com. For sponsorship and media, dial 866-652-8882. The Atlanta Independent Awards. Don't miss it.
You are now tuned into K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You
all right, let's get to it, baby.
K100
you know
Radio,
what it is.
Hip Hop and R&B.
Right. Yeah.
K100, you bad one.
What up, dog? K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. All right. What's good? This is another roundabout direct line interviews on K100 Radio. We want to welcome everybody to checking us out, man. Shout out to everybody that might be checking us out over there on our Facebook page. We really appreciate you guys for rocking with us. Shout out to people who may be checking us out, this interview out over here on Instagram Live. But a big shout out to everybody who's listening live on our broadcast. Thank you very much. All right. So what we do here on K100 Radio when we do our live direct line interviews, we chop it up with our special guests. And we have a straight direct conversation with them. Like, no holes barred. You know what I'm saying? We don't pull any punches. This is uncensored internet radio, so we get to say whatever you want to say. We get to ask whatever it is we want to ask. All right? So right now, today, we're going to be chopping up with the homie Malik the God on K100 Radio. We want to welcome him to the show. Let me go ahead and bring him on to the show, you dig? All right? Hey, yo, Malik.
Yo.
What's going on, family? What's up? Welcome.
Yeah. I'm chilling, man. Just chilling. One day at a time, man. One day at a time, man.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the homie Malik the God, man, for rocking with us, man. We appreciate you checking us out over here on K1's Radio, setting up everything for this direct line interview, man. I'm going to go ahead and let you introduce yourself to our people that's listening right now on K1's Radio. Anybody that may be checking us out on Facebook Live or Instagram Live. Go ahead, dog. You got it.
Yo, yo. This is Malik the God. G-O-D. God, buddy.
What up, homie?
What's up, everybody?
We good. All right. So first of all, man, I want you to represent. Tell everybody where you from right now. What's going on with you? Where you from? Where you represent? Go ahead.
Well, I'm from originally I'm from Pritchard, Alabama. That's where I live pretty much all my life. I'm actually still here. You know, I still work a day job, but in the meantime, from time to time, I do music. I love it for real. So I just decided to pursue my musical career this year. So I'm finna push it until I just can't push it no more, man.
You just getting into the fray then, basically. You just jumping into it right now, right?
I've been doing it for like 10 to 12 years, but
okay.
I really just got serious with it on my own, because I used to rap with some other guys, three other guys, but we just parted ways. They still my partners, you know. Them still gonna be my niggas, but we just parted ways.
I just decided to do my own thing. Well, listen, nothing wrong with that right there at all. First of all, true to the grind. It's a lot of people who, and I'm glad you decided to say now you got serious about it, because a lot of people think they're serious and they're really not. You feel what I'm saying? Like, some people,
yeah, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? And they think they're serious, but they're really not. You know what I'm saying? And I want to make one thing clear. This broadcast was built and it was catered to independent artists. You feel what I'm saying? Like, so we definitely understand the struggle, and we understand the juggle independent artists have to do. You know what I mean? In between living a regular life and trying to make ends meet, if you got kids, take care of kids,
yeah,
take care of your grown man, and pursuing this music shit. You feel what I'm saying? So
yeah,
we understand. You know what I mean? You know, you still got a gig or whatever, however you getting money. That's perfectly understandable over here at K100 Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
you just got serious this year. How far are you with the grind? Where are you at right now? What have you got done so far?
I just recorded my first song. Like, I'm really not putting out any albums or none of that because I don't really have a fan base yet. So until I get like a fan base of at least 5 to 10,000, you just getting dope singles. That's it. That's all you getting. Unless the fans demand it. Like, if the fans demand it, you know, I go in there and put the work in. The work ain't nothing. I just got to find the time for it. But other than that, I mean, I'm good. I'm with it. I'm just ready to do it, man. But where I'm at with the grind is, this is my first song, man. This is my first song, and
hey, man, listen. That is a perfectly. I don't think you understand right now. Like you're telling me what you're telling me right now, and I'm listening to you. But I don't think you understand how logical that is, what you just said, and how much sense it makes, and how many artists do the exact opposite of that logical, sensible thing. When they come out and they have a whole gang of music, or maybe they don't have a whole gang, maybe they got a couple songs, but they throw out all these records. And they got like song after song after song. The songs come out, they get kind of dated because their local area has heard it. You got to go to your local area, to your regional area. Your regional area goes nation, then nation goes international. But it sounds like you got it already figured out that you don't need to come out here and just drop whole albums, and you ain't even got a real fan base yet. You need to hold off and work your singles. So it's popping.
Yeah.
That is the way you do it, fam.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it, man. I put a lot of thought and time and energy into this stuff, man. So I try to do research as much as I can to where I'm up at late nights. You know, this shit give me a headache. But you just got to put the grind in, man. You got to put your due diligence in.
You definitely got to. Nobody's going to give it to you, man. So you said this is your first single. We got these songs loaded up. We got two songs, one called Priorities, another one called No Words. And it's always good to talk to artists who are just starting out. So let me ask you one question, though. Like, if you're just starting out and you're on K100 Radio, how did you even hear about us? What brought you over here to the broadcast?
That's a good question, man. One, I like the platform. I like the way it's no holds barred. And, like, when people call in on Ill and Kill, like, they just tell you how they feel. Like, you don't get like, you can't buy your way. You can't buy your way on the station, you feel me? Because a lot of people don't know that. I mean, that's why they play the shit on radio. You got to pay for that shit, man.
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah. Well, you got a lot of knowledge for somebody who, it sounds like you just one of these artists who been doing it for a long time, but something sparked in you. He's like, you know what? Let me go hard right quick. And we're here for it. That's what we want to help.
Yeah, man.
We want to help support and, you know what I'm saying, cultivate that and hopefully play our part and get it to the next level, man. So I got another question for you, though. How do you do it? Because you was like, I heard one comment you said and you was like, ah, man, it sounded like, you know, you've been doing it so long that you kind of feel like, man, fuck this rap shit sometimes. But then sometimes you're like, nah, I can't really give it up. Like one of those kind of artists. How do you balance it out and keep going and keep pushing? What's your motivation?
It's really just music, man. Like I might hear artists, and they might say some shit in the song, and I'd be like, man, what are pimps in that paper? Shit, let me goddamn USB that. That's just really how I start. But like how I started back was about, I want to say 2016. I mean, I was still with my niggas then, but that's when I started back. That's how Priorities became to be. But I was writing to a beat. I think I was writing to that Rick Ross beat that he was like. I think I'm Big Meech or some shit like that, but I did a little revise to it to where I think I'm Huey P. You know, I did a little revise to it, and it was dope. I ain't do a whole song. It was never like I only just did one verse because one, I don't really own the beat, and I was really just playing around with it. But I did get in the booth and record it. I actually got a little mix on it too. But I mean, it's dope. But I just never put it out.
All right. Well, listen, it sounds like, you know, I don't want to keep saying it sounds like, but it just, I know artists like you, and I know a lot of artists like you. And at one point, I kind of sort of was an artist like you because I came into this game as an artist producer, but then I kind of switched over to this side of the game. You know, I kind of got bored with it. I was like, you know what? I already know about all the politics and whatever. You feel what I'm saying? I like to make music. I just kind of felt like, you know what? If I ever want to do a song, I'll put a song out or work with other artists, whatever, but let me just try something else to keep myself busy and keep myself interested in the industry because rapping got boring for me. You feel me? I was like, yeah, it's kind of not fun anymore for me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, I used to have a lot of fun. Now I don't. I have much more fun doing this. But what you said when you was like, I'm Huey P. So that kind of put me to the mind frame of what you want. Let me ask you this.
What's your basic message that you're trying to put out here as an artist, as Malik the God?
Well, one, like music, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but like music is powerful as fuck, man. Like you can influence somebody to do some shit through music. If they, like if they malleable, then you can influence them to do some shit. So you all, you just got to be really, really careful what you say. And I'm a firm believer in that artists, they should be held accountable for what they say and put out.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's why I'm very, very careful at what I say. Because you're casting spells when you're casting spells when you do that. And eventually this shit will manifest. You feel me? Like the word nigga in reference to a black male and bitch in reference to a black woman has been normalized. Like that shit just normal now.
All right. So now let me ask you this. I'm glad you brought it up because now we can have a real live debate. This is going to be interesting. This is K100 Radio.
You
Let's get
are
into it for real.
K100
All
Radio,
right.
Hip Hop and R&B.
I love these kind of interviews. Yeah. This is Malik the God. I love these kind of interviews because this is going to make interest for you, and plus it's going to be great for you to add to your. We're going to put this on our podcast, obviously, because I'm going to get into it, and you're going to be able to put this on your website as a really great interview. And this is going to set the tone for your career, because you're going to face people like me who feel the complete opposite in the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what you're saying is technically on a certain level true, but also hip hop has been held to a quote unquote unfair level playing field when it comes to what we will tolerate and allow as entertainment and how much we hold people responsible. What I will agree is. Music is powerful. Music can make people. I am not arguing with you about that 1,000%. Music. Some people. We before we became artists, we had to love music first. So even back
True
then,
that.
When we were consumers. It was songs that did shit to us and influenced us. I understand that. However, comma, what I don't like is when it comes to hip hop, how we say we need to be responsible and we need to be careful about what we put out. But we don't hold everybody else to the same standard. When we talk about movie, I'm talking about film, I'm talking about everybody else. Like Denzel Washington can make Training Day and people just say, that was a great movie. And Denzel Washington can come in there and be a respected black businessman entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. But if a rapper make a song about violence and it's actually shit that he's actually been through and seen, he's a villain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with that at all. Now I understand what you're saying, but I'm on the side of when an artist makes a record and they put the fucking record out. It is what it is. It's meant to entertain. It's not. It's not supposed to. If it's made for adults and children, get it. Where are their parents? You feel what I'm saying?
Real shit.
So I'm on that side of it, but I also understand your side. But how would you come back as far as what I just said, and then based on what you said before that, what would be your rebuttal?
I mean, honestly, like I agree with you on that. Like everybody needs to be held accountable for what they do and say and put out and market into the, and especially into our culture. You feel me? Because that's really who is directed at. Everybody needs to be held accountable. Everybody. But like, you know, some of us are so lost and we can't separate entertainment from reality. So, go ahead.
So is it the entertainers? Because rappers are entertainers. They're musicians. They're entertainers. Yeah. Is it the entertainer's job to make sure they cotter to the weaker people who actually listen to a song that says, I want to kill a cop and actually go out and kill a cop? Or I would like to kill a cop, or I hate cops and I go out and kill a cop? Or, you know what I'm saying? Or if it's the misogynistic verse, do you treat your wife that way or your daughter that way? Or do you disrespect all women? Do you beat women? Do you not respect women because one rapper said, I like big booty strippers in the club? By the way, strippers are there voluntarily. You know what I'm saying?
There's a lot
to the dynamics of it. But I completely agree with what you're saying when words are powerful. And they really are. I'm just not on the side of rappers and artists need to be held accountable. Because if that's true, we can be held accountable. But now we got to hold Denzel and Samuel Jackson accountable. And we got to hold the Hughes brothers and John Singleton accountable. We got to hold everybody accountable that makes influence somebody, is what I'm saying.
I agree. And this really, most of this shit starts at home, man. It starts with the parents. The parents, they just got to be better parents, man. Like I remember a few years back, I mean, this little kid, he was like 8 or 9 years old. And this is when that Future song came out. And Future was in the song. Future was like, you know, I'm fucking two bad bitches at the same damn time. I mean, this little kid, like 8 or 9 years old, he know this song word for word.
Right. Like, where's his mom?
And he just
where's
rocking. He's rocking to this shit. I'm talking about he rocking to this shit, man.
Yeah, you know, and I'll tell you one other thing, and I want to, this is a great conversation. This is K100 Radio, all right?
K100, you bastard.
We rocking out with Malik the God. This is a dope conversation that we have. And like I said, our direct line interviews are meant to just have a real live conversation with the artist. And we're going to get into the music in a minute. We ain't even halfway through the segment. So we're going to jump into these songs, but this is a really great conversation. This is something to ponder.
It really is. It really is. By the way, this is my first interview, man. This is my first interview ever.
Really? Well, welcome to the game. Yeah. So Dante Davis on Instagram Live says, Malik don't let people disrespect women on his song. And that's a great stance to take, because here's my thing, Malik. I respect that. I'm cool with the fact that there is a lane for every part of hip hop. Hip hop has gangsters, has lovers, has fighters, have people. It's always been that way. So if that's your vein, I will listen to your music and be in that vein. But I just can't say fuck a Jeezy or fuck a, you know, whoever else. You know, the same time we got ignorant ass people like Kodak Black, I feel he's super ignorant. You know what I'm saying? We have a J. Cole and a Kendrick Lamar too, and a Nipsey Hussle.
True that.
Yeah, so it's like I totally agree with what Dante Davis is saying. You know, you're just not with it. And that's cool, because you're going to attract a certain kind of audience to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so as long as you understand that and you play to your audience, you're going to win, homie. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Appreciate it. Yeah. What I was going to say was I still listen to artists who call women bitches and hoes. What I'm saying is I would never promote any of this shit in my music.
Right.
But I still listen to artists like that. You know what I'm saying? For example, like one of my favorite artists is Cameron. I'm a big Dipset fan. But my overall favorite MC is Lupe Fiasco.
Right. Okay. I get it.
But,
that makes perfect sense, by the way.
that makes perfect sense
that Lupe would be your guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that what you're saying is kind of sort of lined up with his mantra. So, I mean, you know, I'm not here to be critical. This is a dope interview. I like the fact that we're able to talk about this kind of stuff, because these discussions have to be had, because you take off, you're going to have that mantle, because Lupe can't rap forever. Talib Kweli can't. Common can't. They got to move
True
on
that.
And grow and graduate. It's got to be somebody else. Why not Malik the God? Why not?
Yeah, true that.
Why not? So let's change lanes and let's jump into the music. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Right.
K100, you bad one.
This is the direct line interview, and we're chopping it up with Malik the God. And Malik the God says, listen, I want y'all to pump the brakes on all the craziness. I'm not here for all that. Malik the God says, I'm not into calling women bitches. I'm not really using the N-word, and I totally respect and I totally can understand that. And sometimes I get in my bag where I want to get on that vibe. I have a daughter. I have a son. I'm a black man. Sometimes I be on that vibe. Sometimes I go to the club and I want to slap the shit out of motherfucker. It is what it is. You know what I have my movement. I'm not a perfect man.
but you know, like you gotta speak out people's language sometimes. So sometimes you might have to use the word bitch and nigga, because that's the only thing that they understand. Some of us anyway, you feel me? So sometimes you got to come down to, you know, to our level and speak our language. But it is what it is, man. No matter what we go through, I'm team niggas forever. No matter what we go through.
Right. And that's my thing. Like I totally 100% agree with you on that. Round of applause. And when he says speaking someone's language, sometimes that is true. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes the truth is, there is women and there's bitches. You know what I'm saying? There's black men. You know what I'm saying? It is, you know, it's slang, but you know what I mean when I say it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you know what I mean when I say it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's derogatory, but in the context is factual. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the context is factual. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into it. We want to go into the music right now. This is K1's Radio. This is a direct line interview. We chopping up with the homie Malik the God. We having a really great conversation about the responsibility artists have. He said this first interview, this shit was deep. You're going to be ready for the Breakfast Club, homie. Yeah, you're going to be already prepped and ready. Soon as see the guy come on there with all the yippee yap, you're going to be like, I already been through this with Blizzom on K100 Radio. Hold on. Pause. I got you. I was prepared for this from day one. All right. So let's jump into the music. We got a song called Priorities. Tell me about Priorities. What we about to get into, what we about to listen to right now.
Priorities was something that I'm really just trying to repair the damage to the culture with Priorities. That's why the song is called Priorities. But it's dope. It's simple. I really don't like writing simple music, but I had to make it simple. Again, I had to speak out people's language. You feel me? And I had to make it somewhat catchy. But the hook is dope. Priorities basically means handle your motherfucking priorities. Like I got bills due. Run that checkup. I got kids too. Run that checkup. You feel me?
Right.
I mean, that's really what it's all about, man.
Let's get into it. Trevor on Instagram Live says we need to stop using these words regardless. I mean, we can, but we probably should stop using motherfucker. But anyway, let's get into it, motherfucker.
You are tuned to K1's Radio.
This is Malik the God. K1's Radio debut. Name of the song is called Priorities, you did?
K100, you bad one.
Yeah. See what the homie rocking with, you did?
Kill a kid.
Right.
Good, buddy. YBN, SP, yo, Calhoun, you up, right.
Got a lot of shit to do, and a whole lot of people to see. I'm on my way to the top, I'ma bring a lot of people with me. Gotta go and collect, if it's that chick, don't wanna live life with regret. I'ma give it my all, do my best, everything I could just for this. So hard, I gotta double up, and I gotta keep it whipping to that motherfucker bubble up. If I want it, I'ma take it. Skip to plan B, duck tape in the basement. I'm so complacent, I does my job, don't need a replacement. Wanna bring out the best of me, cause I know I control my destiny with a recipe. They got a nigga hook, so what nigga? I'm feeling like a crook. Take that dough, stretch that dough, show you niggas how to make that dough. This my shit, can't take my show. This my light, can't take my glow. Gotta get the money when I hit the dough. Look at my niggas and I say, let's go.
I got bills, dude. Run that checkup. I got kids too. Run that checkup. Get money, baby. Run that checkup. Stay humble, baby. But run that checkup. Run that. Run that. Run that. Run that checkup. Run that. Run that. Run that. Run that checkup. Run that. Run that. Run that. Run that checkup. Run that.
Gotta get this money by any means. Kill switch, kill them instantly. People telling me to chill, but ain't no time to chill with your pockets on E.
No.
Can't get a meal with your pockets on E.
No.
Won't see a deal with your pockets on E. Had a fight between success and failure, so I had to turn to Muhammad Ali. The shit I go through, what nobody don't see. They say I'm going crazy, shit I might be. But just see my family make it out the hood. I swear it's a fight that I'll die to see. Gotta give it my all, yeah, I know I got to. I'll die by mine, I don't know about you. Master my goal with this pack of lines. Both putting pride in everything we do. Trying to see a meal before 22. Gotta have a deal before 22. Niggas getting killed before 22. Doing 20 years before 22. Big bro hit me for a feature to show the world what I can do. Seen the door, the greatest cracked open. Saw a young boss slid through. So,
I got bills due. Run that check up. I got kids too. Run that check up. Get money, baby. Run that check up. Stay humble, baby. But run that check up. Run that.
I'm hovin' this booth. I don't never take a L.
Never that.
Put on tracks on air rack, that air rubber sale. Bitch, this God body. I murk tracks and produce hits like Irv Gotti. I said, this God body, who fucking with us? Crickets, crick, look. Night Ether gang, I spit paint in there. Leave cats like Bruce Jenner. So get that contract right, and that check for that. We signing with the best bidder. I swear, man, most cats wouldn't last with me. Opinions to the country is blasphemy. Your new rappers motherfucking trash to me. I'm like a Southside motherfucking Cassidy. We the hottest, ain't gon' stay hot. Like that motherfucker Cole and that motherfucker K-Dot. Go tell Kelly who the best, nigga. $5,000 a feature, run that, nothing less, nigga. From the east to the west, nigga. I do hip-hop justice, big ass on my chest, nigga. Get that rap shit up best, nigga. Go get a 9 to 5 and leave that shit to the best, nigga.
I got bills, dude. Run that that check up. I got kids too. Run that check up. Get money, baby.
Run that check up. All right. Run that check up. K100, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Shizzle.
K100, you bastard.
This is the Direct Line interview, man. We rocking out with homie Malik the God. Man, that joint right there was dope. Them bars was there. Hold on, what my background music? There it is. Them bars was there, fam. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to people that's checking us out on the live. You know what I'm saying? Yo, I fuck with it. That was dope. That was dope.
Appreciate it. If you're listening, man, and you come in, be honest. Don't sugarcoat shit. Be honest about the track. Don't lie. Tell me what you really feel.
Absolutely. And I'm not going to allow him to lie. We don't allow lies on K100. Period. We definitely ain't gonna lie no lie. We don't even allow it on our review show, but I'm definitely not gonna allow it on a Direct Line interview. It's only us. It's nobody else.
Yeah.
It's no filters. You know what I'm saying? Yo,
that was dope.
No. Was there a feature on there with you on that, or was that all you?
No, those are my niggas who I was rapping. One of them was my little brother, actually. The second dude was my little brother. I was the last one. Everybody agreed that I needed to go last. So I went last.
Right.
My partner went first. But I wrote my verse. I wrote the chorus. I executive produced it. And I helped my little brother. He had got writer's block. You know that shit. That's writer's block. Man, that shit ain't no joke right there, man. But he had got writer's block. So I had to help him out a little bit. And I taught him how to rap it. How to rap. But he did pretty good, man. I'm proud of my little brother, man. He did good.
I heard the difference, but I just wanted to make sure we got it on record. But the song was dope. You know what I'm saying? I heard a little bit of coaching maybe needed on verse two, but the song itself overall was dope. All right, we got a couple of more steps. Let's jump into the second song. This song is called No Words. Tell me about this one, and let's run this track.
All right. Let's go. G-O-D.
What? Tell me about it. I need you to break it in. Run it in for me. Introduce it for me.
Let's go. Oh, No Words. Like, I wrote No Words. Well, I actually just finished writing the verse. I want to say in February. Yeah, February. And I recorded it in February. But No Words is when I wrote No Words, hip hop was just in a bad state then. I started writing it like in 2016. That's when I started writing. As soon as I heard the beat, that's when I heard the beat. The producer was Kid Flesh. So when I heard the beat, I'm like, damn, I'm feeling this. So I just started writing to it. And I was thinking about the current state that music was in right now. Like everybody was rapping, but they weren't talking about shit. Like it wasn't no substance in it. This one, Mama Rap, this shit was just everywhere. So I got it, like, they really made me upset. A lot of the Mama Rappers, they really made me upset. And this ain't really no, like, it ain't no diss track. You'll hear it when it come on. As a matter of fact, that's one of the first things that I say when the track comes on. If you have the explicit version, you're going to hear everything. But, I mean, like, they weren't talking about shit. Just no words. It's just a live-ass beat, maybe a dope-ass chorus, and, a dope-ass engineer, to put the effects on it to make the track, to make the track hot. But that's it. Then they have, the little marketing to make the track even hotter. But that's it. Like, they just weren't talking about shit. And that's why I made No Words, because they ain't talking about shit. Like, you'll hear it in my verse. This entire verse was dedicated to them. Like, and I don't beef with niggas. I try not to, because, like I said, I'm team niggas no matter what we go through. So like, if they get offended by it, it is what it is. I said what I said. I'm not finna beef with you over it. I don't want to beef with you over it. It is what it is. Because, like I said, it's team niggas for life. Fuck the opposition.
All right. And the opposition is not us, niggas. Let's get it to it. K100 Radio. Malik the God.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Let's go.
S.O.B.
Yeah.
Let's go. God, buddy. Look, this modern music, God body. You niggas ain't rapping about nothing but long that beat banging their hook right, then the crowd love it. It's selling. No words. No passion, no substance in your balls. My shop is lit and my weed loud, so I don't hear you niggas at all. This ain't no diss track, these are facts. Get the fuck up out your feelings. For the black nation, I'm a martyr, but the pigs call me a villain. Fuck them. Straight minutes, cop killer, godson, hospital. Hit a bill nations like brick masons and drop knowledge on you niggas. But I've yet to ascertain the ideology of you niggas. So I had to hit a flame to help reverse the psychology on you niggas. You niggas glorify stupidity.
nonchalant to bigotry and praise drug dealing as the two affiliates of the Nixon administration. You niggas is parasites and puns, useless as bulletless guns to record labels with warlocks equivalent to Shang Tsung. It's no Johnny Cage in the guard. Motherfucker, I'm Shao Kahn with the kinetic energy of a trillion bullets shot from a trillion guns. Who's on it? My attitude is fuck it. I'm 9 light years from celibate. Transition is to be complete to the supreme numerical element. Night ether, ninth wonder, 9 months to give birth. No cap, nigga, I assure you, I'm the last nigga to see first. I said it's smarter music, God body. You niggas ain't rapping about nothing. But long as that beat banging that hook right, then the crowd love it, it's selling. No words, no passion, no substance in your bars. My shop is letting my weed loud, so I don't hear you niggas at all. No words, no words, no words. I swear I don't hear you niggas at all. No words, no words, no words. I swear I don't hear you niggas at all.
Blood in my body, I feel him inside of me. I am the truth. Why would you lie to me? Look in my eyes. You can see poverty. My mama been in my suit and my tie with me. Niggas too loud, I'm moving in silently. Niggas too loud, I'm moving in silently. Now that they watching me, ain't no more stopping me. I don't feel nothing, no going on violently. Open your eyes. Niggas stop dreaming. You know the truth. You get the meaning. You saw the movies. You seen the demons. You get the clue. You're not anemic. They got computer rebooting our genius. Without Google, we meaningless. Niggas hollering by gang shit. But what's a gang without a leadership? I am the stars. I am a miracle on the Messiah. I am superior. I am the molecule. Mix with the minerals. I am the dope. Mix with the chemical. Come get a picture. This is the visual. Two pistol with me. Go for my tentacle. I am a super complex individual. Working my magic. This is my ritual. I am the stars. I am the planet. I am the universe. I am gigantic. I am your frequency and your antenna. On the Bermuda that sits in Atlantic. I am your chakras that keeping you balanced. I am magnetic, hydrodynamic. So not egotistical, really on arrogant. Cocky, on confident, careless.
I said this smarter music, God body. You niggas ain't rapping about nothing. But long as that beat banging that hook right, then the crowd love it, it's selling. No words, no passion, no substance in your bars. My shop is letting my weed loud, so I don't hear you niggas at all. No words, no words, no words. I swear I don't hear you niggas at all. No words, no words, no words.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
K100, you bad one.
That was Malik the Guy. We're getting ready to roll up out of here, but the homie definitely put it down, man. Shout out to Malik the Guy. We got Fatboy Wanda coming up, man. You guys hang on. Pause. Don't go nowhere. But before we roll, we got to holler at Malik the Guy, man. Yo, listen, man, that was dope. The bars is – the bars, we ain't gonna talk about the bars. Fact. Stop right there with the bars. The bars are definitely there, man. Before we go, anybody that was listening to this particular segment and heard that and heard Malik the God, I want to check them out. I like both of those records. One of them I'm going to add to K100 Radio's rotation. It's probably going to be, I don't even know. I like No Words. I like both of them. So I don't know which one. You know what I'm saying? Which one would you like for us to add? Because I like both of those records. Which one is a single, fam? You know you got to pick a single. Which one is a single? Which one you definitely 100% rocking with, putting your stock behind? And we'll rock with you on that.
All right, well, the one, No Words, I actually released that under my label. The other song, I mean, I wrote both of the songs. I own both of the songs. But the other one was released under my partner them label. So we'll say that again.
We're going to play yours. We're going to play the one that's Malik the God. You're the one booking the interview. And we're going to rock with
that,
No Words.
Yeah, let's roll with No Words. I was going to say that anyway. Yeah, let's roll with No Words, man.
All right, man. Before we sign out, give out your social media and give out any shout-outs before we go, fam.
Any producers, like if y'all listen to this, man, whatever, I'm always looking for beats. I'm always writing. So, like, follow me right now if y'all can, if y'all don't mind, at Night Ether Gang on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them at Night Ether Gang. And send me some emails or whatever to some tracks, send me your catalog, whatever. Because if you got beats that knock motherfucking pictures off the wall, God, body gonna body them. Send them to me. We're going to spend. Let's do some business.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to Malik the God, man. Really dope interview, man. If you missed any parts of this interview, you'll be able to catch it on K100 Radio's podcast over there on Spotify. We also post these on YouTube, and we also post these over there on our SoundCloud page. But subscribe and follow our brand new podcast on Spotify. We put all our interviews over there. But if you follow us on SoundCloud, you can do these interviews, and if you subscribe to our YouTube channel, you'll be able to watch the Facebook live stream. Of course, you can always watch the replay on Facebook Live. So again, shout out to everybody
part to this whole thing, man. And we get ready to do another interview, so please don't go nowhere because we got another dope artist. This artist got some interviews. We're going to run them live on the air over there on our Facebook Live page. So please hang around and check out this dope music that's coming up next, man. But big ups to Malik the God. And we get ready to go. We go, man. Listen, man, keep grinding, dog. You feel me? And keep pushing because you definitely got it, all right?
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. G-O-D.
Absolutely. For sure, man.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
You know what it is.
K100, you bad one.
All right. So listen, we are going to the next interview. You feel me? Shout out to everybody that's hanging on with us over here on K100 Radio, man. This is a direct line interview segment. We got two interviews. Hold on. Let me check my line. I think Fat Boy Guala on there. Hey, Fat Boy, you just you?
Yeah.
I'm what's
right
up,
here.
Homie? What's going on,
what's
fam?
What's happening now, boss?
Man,
man,
chilling,
you know, same thing, different day.
Absolutely, dog. Thank you for being a part of the segment, man. We're going to do a quick commercial break real quick so I can switch over, restart the video recording and all that. It take about a minute, but we're going to hang out and chop it up with you, fam. You feel me? So hold on a second.
Okay, cool.
All right, so we're going to bring you right back in about 1 minute, 60 seconds, and we're going to come right back. This is K1's Radio. This is Direct Line Interviews. That was Malik the God. Now we're getting ready to set it off with the homie Fat Boy Guala. So you guys just chill right there. We'll be right back. You know what I'm talking about?
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
ATL, it's about that time again. Calling all independent artists. Sunday, April 21st, the Atlanta Independent Awards. Hosted by Fort Knox. Red carpet arrival at 5 o'clock p.m. Showtime, 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be recognizing the best independents in music, film, and fashion. With performances by Scotty ATL, Juan the Dude, Brick Baby, Fire and Ice, Major Indie Mag, M2 Digital, Combined Mag, Geech One, Green Boys, Revamp Media, Care Photography, The Cool Club, and Growth Development. Purchase advanced tickets online right now at www.AtlantaIndependentAwards.com. Sponsorship and media, dial 866-652-8882. The Atlanta Independent Awards, don't miss it.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio.
K100, you bad one.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, all right, all right. You know what it is, yeah. K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks for tuning into the show. This is another round of our Direct Line interviews. We just chopping up with one dope artist. We'll be right back for the second half of this hour. We chopping it up with the homie Fat Boy Guala, man. We got him on the line real quick. Let me bring him on. Hey, yo, Fat
yes,
Boy Guala,
sir.
What's going on? What's good, fam? What's up?
Oh, man, you know, man, just trying to stay away from the haters, man. Not trying to have no money problems.
Exactly. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Matter of fact, we're going to see that in a minute because we got that video loaded up over here on K1's Radio, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, introduce yourself to the people. Tell them where you're from, what you represent, and we're going to dive right into this thing, man. You got the floor. Go ahead, homie.
This is Fat Boy Guala. You know what I'm saying? Your favorite cousin, man. This is the Midwest boss, the overboss. And, you know, we ain't having no money problems. Shout out to K1.
Absolutely, man. Well, welcome to the show. When you say Midwest, be specific. Where exactly are you representing? Where you from?
I'm coming out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. Shout out to Milwaukee. Now, listen, I've never been to Milwaukee. I'll be 100 about everything. Never been to Milwaukee, but I heard a lot about Milwaukee. I've had a couple people that I dealt with in the music industry from Milwaukee, but I've never been. What's it like in Milwaukee? And then we're going to get more specific about what's it like being an artist from that area. But what's the city like?
Well,
a lot of
just
people like
it's kind of like a smaller Chicago because we like 45 minutes from Chicago, so you know that kind of overlay into our city, you know. So it's basically a lot of cold days and a lot of good days, a lot of bad days. Typical ghetto everywhere, you know how it goes.
All right. So is it because some people be like, it's not even a rite of passage. I wouldn't even say, but some people are like, yo. Y'all sleeping on Milwaukee. Milwaukee gangsta shit. And I never been, so I'm like, I don't even know. I can't even say that.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. It's definitely an untapped market. You know, it's
right.
Definitely got a lot of talent in there. It's definitely, you know, I mean, like, as far as actors, basketball players, and not just rappers and producers. It's just a lot of talent, period.
All right. Shout out to the Bucks, though. They doing their thing.
Oh, most definitely. Shout out to the Bucks. You know, Giannis all day.
I know you team. You got to be Team Giannis being from there, fam. You got to be, right? Right? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, man. That's our, man. That's our team GOAT right there, man. He got the lights shining on us right now.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, bro, I mean, I don't want to divert this conversation into sports because I fucking go off all the way on the tangent. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, he is a monster. He is top. You can argue back and forth about him, KD, Bron, whatever, but he's top three in the league right now. Easy. No question. You get what I'm saying? He's a monster. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. And he's shining some light on the area. So let me ask you this. Being an independent artist out of that area, out of the Midwest, out of Milwaukee, a place that don't just have a lot of people just talking about it in hip hop and just, you know, a lot of lore. I know you guys got your own culture out there, definitely. But how was the grind, you know, when you go other places, then you go to Atlanta, Chicago, and you'd be like, I'm from Milwaukee. Tell me about your grind as an independent artist from that region.
Well, you know, I mean, like, when we used to go out of town, you know, a lot of people be like, where is Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? You know, all kind of little subliminal lines, like they never heard of it before. But at the end of the day, it gives me a chance to leave a first impression, you know what I'm saying? And that's the best impression right there. So,
right.
So, you know, by the time we get done talking and you hearing the music, you'll never think I was from Milwaukee.
Exactly. That's, you know what? That's a good way to think about it. You know, because... And I'm really not trying to harp on it, but it's just like it's really rare that we just get somebody we interviewing from Milwaukee. Now we played a lot of music from artists from Milwaukee because internet radio is this kind of thing where it's built to show love to the people who ain't getting the shine. You feel what I'm saying? So there's a lot of artists from Milwaukee who have heard about K100 Radio, and we played a ton of people from Milwaukee. We had one DJ on our show from Milwaukee for a while. You feel what I'm saying? That was rocking out. You know what I'm saying? So it was like a lot of people that we know from the industry that's really grinding. So we know the grind is there. As a platform, we know cats is putting down some dope music. DJs is breaking records. All that shit at the end of the day. You feel what I'm saying? But it's interesting to hear artists there say, yo, you know what I'm saying? I just put on Make the First Impression, and then, you know, boom, it is what it is. So they say, if Fatboy Gwala doing his thing, he a real nigga, he a boss. That's what they going to feel about Milwaukee, right?
Exactly. That's definitely how I have to look at it after being, you know what I'm saying, like considered the underdogs.
Yeah, definitely. I understand that. So let's pivot a little bit.
You are tuned to K100
Radio,
Hip Hop and R&B.
We on the line chopping it up, man. Fatboy Gwala is rocking it out with us, man. The Midwest is in the building, man. Milwaukee is in the building, man. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep saying that shit because ain't shit wrong with being from Milwaukee and ain't shit wrong with the Midwest, period.
Not at all.
Y'all sleeping on the Midwest. The Midwest got a lot of dope shit. So anyway, dope artists, dope movements, shout out to Nerve DJs, the whole Midwest. They run the Midwest as far as I can see. Shout out to my homie DJ Johnny O and everybody over there at Nerve DJs. They got that whole area. They doing their thing. I know it's others, but Nerve DJs got that Midwest to me. They running that joint. They breaking records.
Yeah,
crazy. for real. But I want to slight nobody. So let's go back to the joint. So we got a lot of music by you, dog. We got two songs, and you got some videos for them. So we definitely gonna talk about it. So tell me where you at with your grind right now, Fatboy Gwala. How far are you? Do you got like 10 mixtapes out, one mixtape out? How far are you at as an artist?
I got like, let me see. I think I stopped counting probably like 8 or 9. But I know I just released Milwaukeedam like 2 months ago. That's the newest one. It's on all social platforms right now. So, you know, you can stream that joint, Tidal, all that, iTunes, it's everywhere. Milwaukeedam.
Say that, Milwaukeedam? Is that the name of it?
Yeah, Milwaukeedam, man. That's something I came up with, you know.
Okay. So, you said you got like 8 or 9. Now, are these mixtapes full-length studio albums? Which one?
Well, I mean, I guess you consider them like mixtapes with original music on them, you know, because I don't too much do to like rapping off other people's beats. So a lot of my music off original beats. So, but they was all independently released. So that's why I consider them like, you know, mixtapes / albums.
Right.
Just bodies of work.
Right. I call them albums.
Milwaukee Dam
is the new Milwaukee and Amsterdam together, and we doing it just like that up here, man. Milwaukee Dam.
All right.
Stoner Life.
That's the new album with an M in front of it.
Yeah, that's the new album on all social streaming sites.
All right, man. Shout out to Fatboy Gwala, man. We definitely chop it up. This is K1's Radio. This is a direct line interview. Listen, I don't want to miss too many words because you really got some really solid gangsta-ass content. I checked out the interviews. I checked out some of them. Now, one of them, we're going to have to play the song because the video is, like, long as shit. You know what I'm saying? So one of them we're going to just rock out on the song with, even though I know you got two videos. One of them is super long. It's, like, damn near 7 minutes long. So that one, we're going to play the song for priorities. But then we'll run the video at the end of it just so people can check it out, and we'll let that run a little
bit. You said I got a 7-minute video?
Yo, priorities long as shit. I mean, not priorities.
It's not me. I don't have a 7-minute video.
No. Rat racing.
Rat racing. Yeah, you're right, because it got the skit in the middle. You're right.
My bad. I said the wrong word. That was other artists. I mean, rat racing, your video is like 6 minutes and 30 seconds long.
Yeah, I forgot about that little skit in there. They got a skit in there from a real funny up-and-coming comedian out of Milwaukee.
Yo, it's funny as hell. So what we're going to do is we're gonna run the video first for Money Problems. We're going to let you introduce that, right? And then we're going to run the video for that straight up. That doesn't have a long intro. And then we're going to play the song for Rack Racing. But then on the back end of the show, we'll just let the show end out with the video for Rack Racing. So we're going to run Rack Racing twice. But since it's at the end, and we got more leeway at the end of the segment, we're going to run that video at the end. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, cool.
Right. So that's how we're going to do it. So this is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Right. Yeah.
K100, you bastard.
Yo, listen, man, we're chopping it up, man. The Midwest in the building. All right, Milwaukee in the building. Milwaukee now. Malbums dropping all over the place. Number 9, 10, we don't lost count. Shit is dope. Don't matter. All right? This is Fatboy Gwala. You know what I'm saying? And we got a new video that we getting ready to drop right here. Now, if you're on our broadcast listening, you'll be able to hear this song. But if you're on the Facebook live feed, you'll be able to see the video for this song. All right? And this one is called Money Problems. Tell me about this record, fam.
This is a record right here featuring one of the artists off my label, Young Vault. And, you know, it's just basically saying we ain't having no money problems, you know, and it is what it is. You see the video, you understand.
All right. So who produced this track? I want to know that. Who did this track? This track, Gangsta.
That's an in-house producer. His name is G on the Beats. He's an in-house producer for us. He produced Money Problems and Rack Racing.
All right. So we're going to jump into this video. This is K100 Radio. All right, and again, the name of this joint is called Money Problems. You feel what I'm saying? And I really think this video is dope, but this song is super gangster, dog. You got a really nice swag. It totally lines up with the Midwest and the image and everything. And we'll talk about that in a second, but I want everybody to check this joint out right here. All right, so if you're on the Facebook live feed, you're going to see the video for this. And again, if you're on Instagram and anything else or the broadcast, listen to us on iTunes Radio, TuneIn Radio, or on our mobile app, or if you're on K1Radio.com, you'll hear the song, all right? So we're going to go ahead and run this joint. But this is Fatboy Gwala. And, again, the name of this joint is called Money Problems. So I want you guys to enjoy this joint. We're going to come right back, and then we're going to run some more music. You feel what I'm saying? Then we're going to run the other video at the end of this joint. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
I ain't never lost. I don't ask how much it is or how much it costs. Drip sauce, ballin' like the playoffs. No days off, strong make a nigga cough. Jack Frost on the ice, I'ma show off. Got a closet full of polo like I'm playing golf. Touchdown, got the pounds, about to take off. 50 pounds in a week, now that's a weight loss. Ice chain, clear diamonds like I'm Rick Ross. My champagne on the belly like I'm Rick Ross. On the paper route like I'm Young Dolph. Hit the city with my chain, I took one off. Out talk, baby, extra for a plug walk. Wake up in the morning getting drugs off.
Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems. Cause I stay at the fucking bank. Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems. cause I stay at the fucking bank. Fuck boy, waiting on the payday. Broke boy, gotta put that shit on layaway. You ain't never got no money, you should stay away. You ain't never shot nobody, put that gun away. Every 50-20 is in a rubber band. Money made the world go round like cellophane. Never knew that one day I'd be cutting man. Pulling up, driving in a 100 bands. Got life getting off by the sand. Wearing sunglasses, call it Lisa Grant. Time for a suit, I'm a businessman. Turn this money clean, I got a business plan. Something about this money I don't understand. Niggas have it, then they lose it, can't get it again. Niggas ballin' and they groovin' and go to the pen. I live my life just like the movies until it's the end.
Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems, cause I stay at the fucking bank. Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems, cause I stay at the fucking bank. All is black, make them diamonds shine bright. In the middle of the club like a nightlight. 10 bottles, 10 bitches, get the night right. My nigga cash bag, homie, in the spotlight. You can be a millionaire if your mind right. You can shine like a star if you grind right. I was living in them traps grinding all night. I remember going to Geno by my first sight. Now I'm parking foreign under street light. This what 100,000 blues look like. Got them knocking down the door cause it's cooked right. And you a shiesty nigga if you're calling at the midnight. Got that F and N on me, get your mind right. You a lame ass nigga, you can die tonight. You was balling like Tony with the chain of white. When shit went bad, you went to try to wipe. Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems, cause I stay at the fucking bank. Niggas like you having money problems. The nigga, you a fucking lame. Niggas like me ain't having money problems.
K100, you bastard.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
All right.
All right,
K100, you bad one. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Lizzie. Thanks for tuning into the show. That was Fat Boy Gwala. All right, name of that joint was called Money Problems. I'm getting ready to bring him back on. This is K100 Radio. This is the Direct Line interview. Hey, yo, I gotta ask you, who was the feature on that joint? Who was the cat riding with you, Fat Boy Gwala?
That's Young Vaughn. He's another artist off the label. He also on Black Racer, so he's the next up-and-coming artist we got.
That's it. What's the name of the label one more time so we know?
Fourth Coast Music Group, 4CMG. All right,
man. Shout out to the goddamn grind to the label. You feel what I'm saying? Yo, that right there was street. That right there was gangster. I like that. That right there is simple. I think DJs will be able to really easily throw that into their mix. What's the grind like with the album? With that single. Where are you at with it? Is it doing any numbers right now? What's going on with that song?
Right now the song is it's getting its rotation. We breaking it up out the Midwest region and it's on Cyrus Radio right now. It's doing good on there. And we just working it like the good old time, just getting iHeartRadio behind it.
Absolutely. Well, this radio station gonna get behind that. We rocking with it over here. I think that joint is dope. I think that's a good one right there.
Appreciate it.
It's real just cut to the chase. Like, I think it's definitely a lane for it. You feel what I'm saying? Like I said, it's real easy for the streets to eat that up and for the DJs to mix into their mixes and shit. You feel what I'm saying? But we got another song that's lined up. But before we get ready to play that one, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to jump ahead of myself. We got Rack Racing. And we're going to just play the song for that one. And then we may end the show on the back end and just run that video because it does have a funny skit. The dude that's acting like he crazy in the middle, like he want to just snap on everybody. Like, I don't know who he is, but he did his thing. Somebody throw that nigga a movie role. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. He's acting like
that's a Milwaukee comedian, man. He out of Milwaukee. He up and coming, and he doing real good right now, man. His name Myra, Cheating Ass Myra. Cheating Ass Myron.
Myron, all right. Cheating Ass Myron. Shout out to Cheating Ass Myron. Yo, I watched the video. We're going to watch it on the back end, but we're going to play the song for Rack Racing in a minute, man. Shout out to the Midwest and the Grind. So anything else you want to add? I know you said that you've got the albums out. You got like 8 or 9 albums. You feel me? You got Mabums, excuse me, mixtape/albums. I call them Mabums. You know what I'm saying? You got the new joint out, videos out. You feel me? How do you feel? How do you feel right now? Where you at, you feel, as far as your success level as an independent artist? Like, do you feel like you're right there on the next level, about to break the next level? Do you feel like you got more to go? What do you feel?
Well, I definitely feel like I got more to go, you know what I'm saying? Because, I consider myself to be able to accomplish, like, Grammy goals and stuff like that. So I got a long way to go. I'm definitely grinding like a new artist, even though I'm really not a new artist. But I'm just trying to stay consistent, man, stay in their face with good music. I got a lot of big records under my sleeve.
Absolutely, man. I'm going to ask you one question that's off-kilter, and then we're going to jump into rack racing. And it's not really off-kilter, Gwala. It is what it is. It's hip-hop. We got street shit. We got real shit. We got fake shit. We got a lot of shit going on. It is what it is. From East Coast to West Coast to Fourth Coast. Shit, I don't know. No matter. Milwaukee to goddamn Chicago to Atlanta. Real shit, fake shit happen every day. Let me ask you this. As an artist that's in the game, and this is me listening to your music, me listening to your interview and everything. How much stock do you put into street credibility as an artist? How much stock do you feel street credibility matters? Like if an artist is rapping some shit, but he didn't necessarily live it, but that shit sound dope, as opposed to an artist that really ain't that dope, but he's really living the shit he's rapping. Which one would you prefer to listen to? And how much do you really care when it comes down to music?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to the music point, I mean, street credibility is going to play a part in it. If you rap it like that and you don't come from that, then most definitely it's going to be a problem when you get exposed, you know. But as far as all of that, I mean, I just say, man, make good music, do good business moves, you know, and just keep it about the business for right now.
Absolutely. That's all you need to be focused on at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Because the street shit will end up taking you right out of the game, as far as I'm concerned. But
exactly.
There's no need. There's no. I just don't feel like in 2019, there's no really need to lie. I feel like whatever vein you in, whether you're a Fat Boy Gwala or Malik the God, like the artist we just interviewed before, the people that fucking gravitate to your music, you can find them thanks to the internet. Just be you and just keep the shit 100. That's what we're here to do. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, hip-hop and R&B.
Nice. K100, you bad one.
Fat Boy Gwala on the phone representing Milwaukee, all right? Milwaukee-dam, I think. Did I say that right? Milwaukee-dam?
Yeah, Milwaukee-dam, partly cloudy.
Yeah, Milwaukee-dam. He's got a brand-new album out. You know what I'm saying? He's got some really dope music, dope videos. But we're going to jump into this next joint called Rack Racing. Tell me about this one. Who produced it? And we're going to run this joint. And this one is not going to be the video, because the video's got like a really extended, it's got some extended breaks and skits in it. We won't run that right now for the people that's listening live on the broadcast. But at the end of the show, if you're hanging out with us on the Facebook live feed, I'm going to run the video at the tail end of the show. But right now, we're just going to play the songs to Rack Racing. Tell me about this song, Song God, and go ahead and introduce this joint and tell me who produced it. And then we're going to run it right after that.
This is my joint Rack Racing featuring Young Vault. It's produced by in-house producer Lil G on the beat. And, you know, Rack Racing is just basically getting back to the money, you know what I'm saying, racing for the racks. And check it out, it get real gangster.
All right, make sure you don't pump your brakes when you're chasing the cash. That's a no-no. Don't do it. K100 Radio, you dig? Rack Racing, Fat Boy Gwala. Fourth Coast in the building.
K100, you bad
one.
You bad one.
Getting bells off. All my jewelry, paper, cash, and all.
in the car. I've been putting it in the stash. That's why they call me Paul. I done threw so much money on her, she gotta take it off. And the way she bust it open, ain't the way it's going to fall. All I hear is on my neck and wrist, this dope money. Told baby no, maybe it's just for show money. I don't conversate with niggas that got no money. I'm a boss, you at work, and I get the dope for me. It is on my neck and wrist, some more dope money. Bitches love a nigga, and them niggas hate no. Stacking like a motherfucker, rack race. Talking about a fella, nigga must be crazy. Bands on my neck and wrist, some more dope money. Bitches love a nigga, and them niggas hate no. Stacking like a motherfucker, rack race. Talking about a fella, nigga must be crazy. Turn your head once again to your girl, look, look. Treat her like a fish, and I'ma let her off the hook. Money on your head, you can get your life took. I done ran it up, playing with the white book. I done ran it up, my plug got all the right push. You got trees for the low, I just ordered up a push. Never did powder, I just know how it look. Drop it in the water, and I know how it cook. Moved to your hood and took over your block. Took all your action and opened up shop. Hustle with them brakes, I be getting none stop. What you make in a year, I just spent that on the watch. What you pay for that house, I spent that on the drop. But I still drop the top on the days that's not hot. Damn. I still pull up and let your girl give me top. I know that you a hater, but your girl give me props. See, it's on my neck and wrist, some more dope money. Bitches love a nigga, and them niggas hate no. Stacking like a motherfucker, rack race. Talking about a fella, nigga must be crazy. See, it's on my neck and wrist, some more dope money. Bitches love a nigga, and them niggas hate no. Stacking like a motherfucker, rack race. Talking about a fella.
It's going down.
Here's another exclusive interview on K100 Radio. You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
K100, you bad
one. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Lizzo. Thanks for tuning into the show. We get ready to wrap this thing up, man. We chopping it up with Fatboy Gwala. He's on the line right now, man, representing, man, the Midwest. He's got the Midwest on lock. He's doing his thing as an independent artist, man. Before we go, we're going to run the video for Rat Racing in a minute because it got a whole bunch of funny-ass shit. But we're going to sign up on the air because we can't run it on the air. But we're going to run it on the Facebook Live feed before we get ready to go. But before we ride out, Fatboy Gwala, anything you want to add, man, give you any shout-outs. Tell us about any projects that's coming up, any tours, anything you want to run, dog. Go ahead.
Basically, you know, just keep your eyes out. Follow me on Instagram, Fatboy Gwala Gwala. That's Fatboy, F-A-T-B-O-I, one word, you know, and that's basically how you get up with me on any social media or any videos. I got more videos coming, and basically I'm just grinding. Shout out to Fourth Coast, the Midwest, and all the Midwest artists that's grinding out here, man. It's our turn, man.
Absolutely, man. Shout out to the homie, man. Thank you for rocking with us over here at K100 Radio. What's that social media again?
That's Fatboy Gwala Gwala. Fatboy B-O-I instead of B-O-Y and B-O-I. Fatboy. One word. And Gwala Gwala.
Absolutely, dog. Thank you for rocking out with us, man. We really appreciate it, man. Shout out to the Midwest. Shout out to you. Shout out to the grind.
Oh, yeah, yo, keep pushing, homie. Shout out to K100, man. Appreciate the love, man.
I'm going to go ahead and keep it 100 with you, too, though. We're going to add that no words to the rotation so you can get these BDS spins up, all right?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
Absolutely, man. Really, I like that record. I'm fucking with it, man. Shout out to you. Shout out to the other artist that's featured on it, too. He's doing his thing. He got some flow. Tell him I said he got some bars, too. So y'all definitely want to make sure y'all push him, you know what I'm saying, on the label next. He definitely got some work to put in. You feel what I'm saying?
Already, yeah. That's Young Vaughn. He's coming next.
All right, man. K100 Radio, we out, man, from Fatboy Gwala. All right, but before we go, pause. Hold up. Before we go, I promised y'all we was going to run the video. We was going to run the video for Money Problems. For Rack Racing. We played Money Problems. So the video for Rack Racing, make sure. Hey, what's your YouTube so they can subscribe to your channel, Fatboy Gwala?
Oh, yeah. You want to find me on YouTube, man. Subscribe to Money Eye Apostrophe Z, Money Eyes on YouTube. Right. That's the YouTube channel, Money Eye Z on YouTube.
All right, make sure you find this video on YouTube. Subscribe to him, but we're going to run it right here. Like I said, it was a little bit too long to go within the 30 minutes of the show, but we're going to go ahead and run it right here on the Facebook Live feed. Everybody listening to us over there on the actual broadcast, it'll switch off and go to the advertisements and everything in 1 second. But again, if you're on the Facebook Live, you get treated to the Rack Racing video for Fatboy Gwala. Other than that, we out, man. This is K100 Radio. This is the Direct Line Interview. I'm your host, Blizzum. Let's get into it, you dig. I'll see you guys next round. This is K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B. You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com, they promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com, they can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com, they work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.